This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, October 20. Confusion and grief. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 37. Now his brothers had gone to graze their father's flocks near Shechem. And Israel said to Joseph, "As you know, your brothers are grazing the flocks near Shechem. Come, I'm going to send you to them." "Very well," he replied. So he said to him, "Go and see if all is well with your brothers and with the flocks, and bring word back to me." Then he sent him off from the valley of Hebron. When Joseph arrived at Shechem, a man found him wandering around in the fields and asked him, "What are you looking for?" He replied, "I'm looking for my brothers. Can you tell me where they are grazing their flocks?" "They have moved on from here," the man answered. "I heard them say, 'Let's go to Dothan.'" So Joseph went after his brothers and found them near Dothan. But they saw him in the distance, and before he reached them, they plotted to kill him. "Here comes that dreamer," they said to each other. "Come now, let's kill him and throw him into one of these cisterns and say that a ferocious animal devoured him. Then we'll see what comes of his dreams." When Reuben heard this, he tried to rescue him from their hands. "Let's not take his life," he said. "Don't shed any blood. Throw him into the cistern here in the wilderness, but don't lay a hand on him." Reuben said this to rescue him from them and take him back to his father. So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the ornate robe he was wearing, and they took him and threw him into the cistern. The cistern was empty. There was no water in it. As they sat down to eat their meal, they looked up and saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead. Their camels were loaded with spices, balm, and myrrh, and they were on their way to take them down to Egypt. Judah said to his brothers, "What will we gain if we kill our brother and cover up his blood? Come, let's sell him to the Ishmaelites and not lay our hands on him. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh and blood." His brothers agreed. So when the Midianite merchants came by, his brothers pulled Joseph up out of the cistern and sold him for 20 shekels of silver to the Ishmaelites, who took him to Egypt. When Reuben returned to the cistern and saw that Joseph was not there, he tore his clothes. He went back to his brothers and said, "The boy isn't there. Where can I turn now?" Then they got Joseph's robe, slaughtered a goat, and dipped the robe in blood. They took the ornate robe back to their father and said, "We found this. Examine it to see whether it is your son's robe." He recognized it and said, "It is my son's robe. Some ferocious animal has devoured him. Joseph has surely been torn to pieces." Then Jacob tore his clothes, put on sackcloth, and mourned for his son many days. All his sons and daughters came to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. "No," he said, "I will continue to mourn until I join my son in the grave." So his father wept for him. Meanwhile, the Midianites sold Joseph in Egypt to Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard. The problems in Jacob's family ran deep. Never dreaming how much his older sons hated their brother Joseph, Jacob sent his favorite son on a simple mission to see how things were going with the family livestock. This gave the brothers an opportunity to take revenge on Joseph. And they covered up their crime by convincing their father that a wild animal had killed his favorite son. Jacob did not know he had been deceived, but his life was forever changed by this tragedy. As many grieving parents have experienced, the loss of his son consumed Jacob's thoughts. Indeed, nearly 20 years will pass before we hear any more about Jacob. Sometimes God allows us to come to a place of confusion, where the road forward seems unclear. Whether it stems from the death of a loved one, as it did for Jacob, or from some other tragedy in our lives, we find ourselves in seasons of waiting and wondering, confused about God's purpose in it and how it could work out for good and bring him glory. Do you find yourself fighting the kind of despair that Jacob felt in his grief? Know that God is not finished with your story. His own son learned obedience from what he suffered. And we too, with Jacob, can learn to wait on God's grace. Pray with me. Oh God, teach us to be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. When we struggle to understand your ways, assure us of your love in Jesus. Amen.
This is Today, Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.